AM 1300 KGLO. We've had a wonderful fishing trip, as I understand it, with our crew heading up way up north to Ballard's Resort. And Joe Malone has kind of led the way for us again this year. And we're excited to have Joe on the live line with us again this morning to tell us about how the fish were so excited just to jump right out of the hole and right into the ice shack and then right into the frying pan last night. Is that how it worked?
Did I tell you that story yesterday morning about the fish swimming right up the hole?
No.
That literally happened. That literally happened, and I couldn't remember if I told that or not.
No, we had seriously.
We had a sauger, and it wasn't one we put back because it had markings on the side we had not seen before, swim up my hole. And I'm like, did you put a fish in my hole? And my brother-in-law is like, nope. And then it turned around and swam back down the hole. And I'm like, I've never seen that before in my life. And as God is my witness, that actually happened.
Oh, man, that's funny. That is funny. So how did yesterday go? Did you have a good day fishing?
Oh, my goodness. Yesterday was amazing. It started off slow, which was weird because the previous day, on Monday, it was gangbusters, just fish nonstop right away. And so we were a little bit concerned and kind of mulling over, talking about asking the guide to move us to a different house. And, you know, should we, shouldn't we? I don't know. We're trying everything we can. Nothing's really happening. Guide said he was going to be back to check on us at about 11. 10:30 or so, things turned on. Fish started biting. And they stayed biting until they picked us up at 4:10 yesterday afternoon. It was amazing. Over 40 fish coming up through the hole. Hit our limit, and we got to be really picky, too. At one point in time, my brother-in-law had a 14-inch fish that he had just reeled up, and I had just reeled up a 15-inch fish, so guess whose fish got to go back? One more. It was a very, very good day, and heard similar stories from a lot of other folks, too, from Mark Abbott and some of the folks we talked to over supper, that they had a really, really enjoyable day, pulling up, you know, a lot of 13, 14, 15, and 16-inch fish, which a lot of people say are the best eaters. So,
oh, man, that sounds like a great day, just a great day.
Well, no, it was wonderful, and then getting a chance to just sit around and talk with some of the guys in our cabin last night was fun, and one gentleman from Rochester who was on the trip, he said, didn't really know what to expect. It's him and his father coming up, and, you know, didn't know what was everybody going to be like. You know, he said he's been on other trips before where everybody just kind of holes themselves up into their cabin rooms, and that's it. And here, everybody's out and socializing and sitting around the table and kitchen countertops and telling stories and trying to figure out the Twins pitching staff as we were doing last night, and it was a good time.
Well, let me know if you figure the Twins pitching staff out, because
We got close, but then it got late and we had to go to bed, so we kind of shelved that one for the evening. So,
it just sounds like such a great trip and great fishing, and now this is the hard part, isn't it? You got to wake up this morning, eat a great big breakfast, and start plugging your way back home.
Yeah, that is the part, and sitting here watching this snow blow around. But as I've said before, we got the best bus driver in the business with Eric, our bus driver. We'll get us home all right. Got a couple of John Candy movies to help us enjoy the ride, and if you don't want to watch John Candy, you can stare out the window on the way home. So, we're gonna load up on breakfast at 6:30, and then by 8 o'clock we'll be on the road and headed back towards Mason City, and depending on the travel conditions, getting through the cities, should be back just in time for supper. So,
oh, good. Good deal. Well, it's always an exciting time for us, and I know it's certainly a fun time for you, and I know you've done this. How many years has it been, Joe, you've gone to represent us?
I want to say close to 6 or 7.
Wow.
And I look forward to it every single year. It's one of those annual traditions that I'm happy to be part of, and happy that we get to do as a radio station and team up with Ballard's to just give people memories and fish and a good time, you know, for 4 days here every single February.
Oh, it's good stuff. Really, really good stuff. And we look forward to doing it again next year. And for those of you that missed it this year, start planning ahead right now. Start thinking about it. Get dad, the brother, get mom, whoever wants to go fishing, and plan for it next year. We'll do it again.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Looking forward to it. And, Ballards will get a hold of you. We'll tell you all about it on the radio as soon as it's time to start planning for it. And definitely come on up, because even if you've never stepped on the ice before, they make it super easy for you to have a good time, catch fish, make memories. And that's what it's all about.
Hey, tease me a little bit. What's the best food you've had up there? Because I know they always have great food, not just fish.
Okay. Well, last night was steak medallions, which were absolutely amazing. The sauce on those was just top-notch. And then the night before, we had our own fish that we had just caught fresh from Lake of the Woods. And then, toss it between those two. It's tough to pick, but I would have to say my own fish probably was the best thing that I caught or tasted, because I caught it. And yeah, it was cleaned and cooked, and within, you know, about 2 hours, we were eating it.
Yeah, yeah, I got to go with you on
that. Better than that.
Yeah, and I wasn't there, but I mean, the steak medallion sounds pretty good to me too. But the idea that you're catching and eating fresh fish, there's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's good. Let me tell you, those guides know how to fillet a fish. I mean, they're bing, bang, boom, no bones to worry about, and it was delicious.
Good stuff. Hey, Joe, it's been fun talking to you in the mornings early. We'll catch you back here. Tell that bus driver to drive carefully, and we'll see you safe and sound tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll try and lose my Minnesota accent before I get back and on the air on Thursday then, okay?
Lose your Minnesota accent, eh?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see what we can do. So
you're gonna see what you can do.
Yep.
Joe, thanks
good
again.
Self. Thanks, Tim.
See you later. Joe Malone with us. The Minnesota accent? No, they don't have an accent. We're going to check on the rest of the sports coming right up on 1300 KGLO.